One of the leading names in Cuban art belongs not to one person, but to three. Los Carpinteros, or the Carpenters, are an artist collective who have been working together since 1991. The Carpenters make art that's abstract but connects to Cuban life. They'll put a water spout in the side of a wheelbarrow, the idea being that anyone from their country brings his island background wherever he goes. Tanya Katengian spoke with Los Carpinteros this summer in Cuba about how they attach to each other and to their community.
Los Carpinteros are Alexander Arechea, Marco Castillo, and Dagoberto Rodriguez. They live in the heart of Havana, the Vedado district, just a few blocks from each other. Their homes form a triangle in a neighborhood of coffee houses, bocadillo shops, construction sites, strewn garbage, and crumbling sidewalks. Alex is in a high-rise overlooking most of the city, including Marco's house. With a pair of binoculars, he might see Dago walking around his place, though not now, because Dago's out of town. But you can see the ideas of all three men hanging on Marco's dining room wall. Marco keeps the blueprint for Los Carpinteros' upcoming project.
We want to build like a downtown made on furnitures. You see, that's a, like the shape of the building, but at the same time, it's a furniture. So it's going to be like a big, like an armoire store, but at the same time, it's going to be like a representation of a downtown. And around this idea, about this main idea, we improvise. We do improvisation like jazz players.
The trio met when they were students at El Instituto Superior de Arte. Marco was a painter, Alex and Dago were sculptors, and they wanted to help each other make great art. Alex made easels for Marco, Marco made paintings for Dago. Alex believes their educational experience is the root of their collective.
You're going to be surrounded by many students, you're going to be surrounded in the studio, in the dining room, in your room. You know, you're going to be surrounded the whole day by people. That creates a sort of idea in your head that is like a, you have to share with others, you know. So that's the way we come up with the idea of Carpinteros. Obviously, the system in some way has the influence in our career.
The idea of sharing began as political dogma in Cuba at the start of the revolution. Now sharing is a necessity. Families live literally on top of each other. People must recycle, reuse, reshape, and reinvent objects. There's a constant cobbling together of buildings, cars, tools, even roads. Los Carpinteros' sculptures capture this by combining water faucets with wheelbarrows or creating a lighthouse with tent material.
Maybe our attraction for the objects come from the idea that not to have many objects in Cuba. So it's like in Cuba, we recycle objects, but we never got like new objects. I think that's more the phantom that we have in our minds. Our idea is like to bring more objects to our life, and then these objects to change it and bring it to the gallery, give it to the people in that way.
We always talk about frustrated objects. Objects that because they want to talk about something, they are not anymore what they used to be. To put a hand grenade as a furniture, for example, or to fill a cabinet with bricks, or to put like faucets in a furniture or something like that, it gives you naturally weird feeling, but it's not precisely what we want to do.
Los Carpinteros will tell you that turning a hand grenade into furniture in which each groove of the grenade is a drawer represents an explosion of personal memories, a displacement, something dangerous in the comfort of your own home. They will tell you that their work isn't strictly a reflection of their immediate environment, yet being from Cuba inevitably forces them to reflect on their country. Cuban artists began criticizing their government publicly in the 1970s, commenting on issues like emigration, poverty, and propaganda. In the late 80s and 90s, artists like Los Carpinteros started using humor and irony to express their opinions. These days, the government allows much more artistic freedom because it needs the taxes that the art market can bring. Even artists who take jabs at socialism are permitted to travel the world so they can sell their work. For Los Carpinteros, this can be both exhilarating and maddening. In Madrid, New York, and Johannesburg, they've caught glimpses of objects and ideas they long for in Cuba.
All of a sudden, we become travelers. Our work has taken our bodies to many places in the world, you know. And it's a preoccupation that we have. We met so many cultures, we met so many beautiful things around, and it's a big frustration that we cannot take things, like everything is so beautiful, you know, or not beautiful, but it's something that you desire to have.
Los Carpinteros always return to Cuba because they say their identity remains here. Many artists chose to abandon the island in the 80s. Alex says Los Carpinteros will not follow in those footsteps, even though life here can be a struggle.
Well, it's my country, it's my city. I love this city. I think Havana is an state of mind. You know, Havana is a city of that everything happens, but in your head, not in the real city. The real city is waiting for things to happen.
Los Carpinteros have a commitment to their country. They are also committed to each other. They relish their collectiveness. They cannot imagine not working together. Even when one of them is setting up a show in Switzerland and another is preparing work in Havana, they still feel connected.
It's perfect in a way, you know, and it's very comfortable to work in a trio.
For Studio 360, I'm Tanya Katendran.
Work by Los Carpinteros will be included in a show at the Museum of Modern Art in New York starting October 17th. You can find out more about them and see images of their work on our website, studio360.org.